Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now, here's your host, John.
Hey, guys, and welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. We're coming to you live, remote from Frost Monkey in Franklin, Tennessee, a great little coffee place located in downtown Franklin. If you're down in the area, come on in and give them some love. So I'm here with Heather tonight.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, John.
We are going to talk about the title of the show tonight is Two Halves. We've discussed about, in the past about how relationships should be 50-50 and that whole fraction thing. Well, that fraction thing is wrong.
Absolutely.
I had somebody come to a friend reach out to me a few days ago and just said, what's wrong with people these days? They're after relationships when they can't even be around themselves. So we're going to talk about that tonight from both points of view.
Thank you very much.
We're not sure who's going to take what side, but the belief is that Heather and I agree, and probably the one thing we agree on is that it actually should be 100-100. If you don't feel 100% good with yourself, then you need to be looking in the mirror and fixing what's wrong with you before you enter a relationship. And tonight we're going to talk about some things that cause that, and then some ways to fix it. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John.
Heather's been with us before, if you remember. Last time she was here, we had some technical difficulties with the phone. And so we decided to do this live in the room, so this is going to be a good thing. But all right. We talked about 50-50, but we think we need to be 100-100. What are some things, in your opinion, that have caused us to not reach our 100% capacity as individuals before we go after a relationship?
Oh, well, I think that, you mean just our 100% capacity as an individual?
As an individual, why are we not full? Why are we not whole?
Because we are, wounded people. I think that, especially in relationships, who knows, the way you were brought up, there are a lot of different factors that can contribute to you not really, not only feeling 100%, but actually being settled in your own skin.
Yeah, and I think the term or the phrase that we used when we were thinking about this show is that if you're not comfortable in your own skin, why are you going to get under somebody else's?
Exactly.
It's like, that's okay, getting under somebody's skin is not necessarily the right way of putting it. It's kind of what it amounts to. But,
or if you're not comfortable in your own skin, you're going to get
Yeah, we both have experienced that in our lifetimes, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
As has everybody else. And just so y'all know, we have a studio audience of women in the room here. None of them are paying attention to us, but if we have to call them all, we're going to, right?
Absolutely.
So, anyway, so some of the things that can cause us to not be complete, obviously, is, as Heather said, our upbringing, but also, past relationships that have torn us down.
Right.
Kids that have beaten us down. jobs that have beaten us down. Basically, when you get a little bit older, you learn a lot. The world just beats you down. We have to find ways to recharge and replenish and, build ourselves back up. Agreed?
Yeah, but I think that, and herein lies the problem. I think a lot of people go through, life-altering circumstances and they never really give themselves the time to recalibrate,
right,
or to build themselves back up, or really just a matter of self-discovery. I think that we're perpetually changing, and if you don't, you become stagnant. The last thing you want is a stagnant, partner in a relationship.
No, you want to always be growing. You always want to be doing new things. Expanding your horizons, as it were. You don't want to go backwards.
Right.
But too many times I see us as human beings going backwards in life, regressing back to the way we were as kids, or in our 20s, or trying to relive the past glory of our youth that we just simply cannot do anymore because the world doesn't allow it, society doesn't allow it, and our bodies don't allow it in many cases, So, I can't do what I did when in my 20s, now that I'm a little bit older.
Right.
Can you?
When you say that, it's com- completely makes me think about, you know, much older men who pursue much younger women.
Oh, yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Right,
kinda, yeah.
Absolutely. Aren't there enough, there's really only enough room in the world for one Peter Pan. And he's a Disney character. We don't need...
But he was played by a woman, too, so that was a little...
Oh, that was on stage. That doesn't count.
I know.
Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity, right, yeah. Exactly. But, I mean, well, Peter Pan went after a younger woman, and Wendy, much younger, right?
Well, I know. Peter Pan is perpetually, you know, he's old forever, but he's perpetually youthful. I don't know.
That's true.
Do we really know how old Peter Pan is?
I don't know. Let's not get into fairy tales and Disney stuff, because that's not...
Right.
Show on its own is some of the Disney things. But
okay, so being 100%, how do you get there, right?
I don't know, because I've been trying to do it for a while. So you got some suggestions?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about the fact that we will probably never be 100%, right? It's constantly thinking about, can you ever be perfect? No, you can't be perfect. But I think that what we're talking about as far as being 100% is being 100% comfortable
mm-hmm.
and sure of who you are. And so I think I was doing a little reading on, you know, just kind of our psyche and the things that prevent us from growing into the person that we should be. And they said you should really start with three places, and they're the three C's is what they call them,
okay.
The place of clarity,
mm-hmm.
comfort, and courage. And so I think oftentimes what happens as you're growing and aging, of course, life changes, circumstance changes, but oftentimes we get consumed with who we think other people want us to be,
right.
instead of really being introspective and taking a look at who we are,
right.
who we really are, you know, how we were made, what do we like, how have we changed, these sorts of things. And so I think it's, we tend to work from the outside in,
mm-hmm.
and really it should be from the inside out.
How do we do that? Because we're so used to doing it superficially, which would be the outside in, right?
Right. If I look good, I must be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. Not.
Because of how other people see me,
is
how I am going to be perceived, and that's how I'm going to feel. Is that not right?
Yeah. Wow. Well, think about how much pressure that is.
Well, it's just a matter of primping in the mirror, all that is, right?
Yeah, but it's not when you're saying how you're perceived and how you feel. If you let somebody else kind of dictate your feelings, then you can't control anything, any circumstance, any person, but you can learn to be comfortable in your own skin. And I think that if you're comfortable in who you are and you're completely assured of who you are, then that's when you can enter a relationship fully, not wanting to be fixed or
right.
not wanting to fix someone else.
Okay, so as a woman, how do you achieve that?
Well, I think it's a constant progress. You know, this progression of making a decision to do self-inquiry, you know? Am I happy with who I am? You know, if you lay in bed at night and you're constantly thinking, I wish I was thinner, I wish I had a bigger chest, I wish I had a better job, I wish I this, I wish I that. If you're not comfortable, if you can't lay your head on the pillow at night and go, this is the way I was made, this is innately who I am, and I'm comfortable with this person I am. If you are not, then you can do things to change. If you feel like you should be more intelligent, you can read more, you can take a class. If you want, you know, there are lots of different things
okay.
that you can do.
But would those things keep you from going and pursuing a relationship?
No, and here's the problem. People jump into relationship when they're so desperately unsure of who they are. And so they get into a relationship and they don't know who they are in a relationship. And that doesn't work.
True. Unless you, what about if the other person is also unsure or equally unsure? Does wrongs make a right?
Then it's just a big hot mess, right? Let's be honest.
Well, you know, that's kind of how it works sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, you know, in your position as a female, you know, if you feel you're 100%, you are 100%, then you're okay. That means you are 100%. It doesn't matter what other people think. It's about what you think.
Absolutely.
As far as you bring it to what you're bringing to the table. You know, then how do you go out and find somebody else who you think is perceived as 100%? Because you know what? I'm a great actor. I can come across as being 100% when I might be 40%.
Hey.
But how do you determine that? Because, you know, I really, really need to be around a woman. I really need to have relationship. I'm very needy. I'm codependent.
Aww.
No, it's so sad.
It is.
But how do you see through that? Is that a secret that we're not supposed to know as men, or do you have an idea for that?
No, I think it's complicated. You know, I think that you become involved in a relationship. I think that once you're comfortable in your own skin and you know who you are, it's really easy after even just a short time, you know, developing a relationship with somebody. It doesn't take very long in order to kind of see the warning signs that the other person may not exactly know who they are. By trying to control you, by trying to change you, manipulate you, men don't do that if they're comfortable in who they are.
Sure, they have trust, they believe.
And they give you freedom.
They give you freedom.
Right.
And usually that comes out in the first 90 days, the 90-day rule, right?
Absolutely.
Or whatever rule you have, 30 days, 60, 90, two dates, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think there's
your trusted friend rule, too, where you have somebody you know is 100% and a completely great judge of character. And, you know, you go out on a double date or whatever, and then you
get their opinion.
Absolutely, because I think when you're in a relationship or you so badly want to be in a relationship with somebody that you think is 100%, mm-hmm. you're sometimes blind to the fact that they're, you know.
So let's back up to the dreaded zone. People that you know that you put into the zone.
Right.
Okay. That, and I've been reading more and more articles about that, you know, it's maybe it's time to go check out the people in the friend zone for men and women and see if there's somebody in there that might actually be better for you. Because you already know them.
Right.
You already, you know their ins and outs and their goods and bads, and maybe they're at 100% right now and they might be good relationship material. Have you thought about that? Or once somebody's in there, are they in there for good?
I don't know. I think that in a man and woman relationship, I think oftentimes it winds up being in the friend zone because perhaps the chemistry isn't immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean chemistry like friendship chemistry. It's different. There's a difference.
Sex. She's talking about sex.
Well, the sexual attraction, absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. I mean, it's the way we were made. It's
sure.
The way that we're wired. And I think that... do I think that can change and shift? Yeah, if you're a completely growing and progressing creature, as we are, then I definitely think that there can be a shift in that department. But I would say that, you know, it's almost a non-negotiable. There has to be that kind of chemistry. And I think, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. But then again, I think, you know, we have all these great friends. And I heard somebody say once that you surround yourself with great men as friends, and yet you choose losers. As dating relationships.
Yeah. What about that? No, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about, you know,
in general.
Because
don't you think it's true?
More. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, that's we can get on the why men and women can't be friends train, you know, later, but...
I don't like that train.
I know. But, you know, for women it is, you know, you either... date them, or they're in the friend zone, or you don't talk to them anymore.
Right.
That's
men
pretty
are
much,
so brilliant at the silent treatment.
We are
treatment.
Brilliant. Well, you know,
that's
I mean,
silent treatment.
You don't need to have everybody in your life, though. I mean, you don't need to have, you have your girls, you have your family, you know, your girlfriends and all that for all that stuff.
I gotcha.
Men are good for basically one reason, and that's to date and have a relationship with.
Right.
Okay? After...
According to you.
Well, what do you think they're good for, then? Besides helping you move or, you know, whatever, but no, I mean, seriously.
I think as a single woman, it's different than if I were in a committed relationship or if I were married.
Right, because when you get in a committed relationship, those guy friends are going to go away.
Absolutely, and so they should. I mean, you can have them as friends, but I don't think that you're not spending time with them.
Right.
They're not like a pal.
Right.
You know, so... I don't know. What was your question?
All men are good for is basically to mate, is what it amounts to. And I don't mean that. I mean that as a general. Have a relationship with. I mean the whole thing. The friendship, the lover, the, you know, the dual provider, you know, to the partner in life.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, but don't you think there are women that don't... I think there are a lot of women that may not want a lifetime relationship who are very, very grateful for their friends.
Yeah, and that's true. I have no, I have, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of them like that. There's a lot of them that aren't like that.
Right.
I mean, given the choice, do you think most women, especially after they get over the age of 35 to 40, they still want to have a relationship? Nobody wants to grow old again, old alone.
No, of course not.
But they want to have a relationship.
Right.
And, you know, then we get into the, you know, well, he's an idiot, or he's an ass, or he's this, or he's that. And, you know, you have all this Match.com. You have all these other sites out there that are, you know, for people of all ages to help find somebody.
Right, exactly.
Because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to find somebody.
Well, we were designed for relationships.
We were designed, like you said before.
Totally, right? Believe that.
So then you find somebody and you realize, okay, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, you know, you're all of a sudden you're emotionally unavailable, or you know, maybe they're not the right fit. And, you know, then you have to go through it all over again.
Right.
And you get the perception yourself, or somebody shares with you, a friend shares with you, that maybe it's because you're not at full strength.
Right, absolutely. Because do we ever really know when we're at 100%? I mean, I
we
was thinking about that
today.
We
do when it's too
late.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
I mean, I suppose. But I think that each broken or ending relationship
mm-hmm.
has taught us something about ourselves. If we're open to receiving that, and we learn and we grow from that, you know, and in that moment we go, oh, dang, I'm not 100%. I was X, Y, or Z, you know, facilitating or perpetuating this, you know, sort of less than behavior in the relationship.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is an interesting thing that relationships, or that people, individuals, seldom do, and that is ask themselves, what is it that I'm drawn to in a relationship? You know, what is it that I really need or desire?
Is it the companionship? Is
right.
it the
is it just physical?
Something to do on a holiday?
Right.
You know, I mean, coming up on the holidays now. I mean, I've been in my 20s. I was notorious for having a girlfriend between Halloween and the day after Valentine's Day.
Just so you had someone to spend it
three
with.
3 or 4 years in a row, broke up with somebody the day after Valentine's Day.
Wow, you are harsh.
No, what was that? Just was
happy,
you know,
Valentine's Day. Here,
yeah,
are your
right.
flowers.
Peace out.
See ya.
The day after, though, but,
right.
You know, I mean, and yeah, I'm not proud of it, but
no,
looking back, I'm like, damn,
you.
I did that, didn't I? You know, uh-huh. But you had somebody, you were with somebody for the holidays.
Right.
Because nobody likes being alone on the holidays,
no.
Right?
No, because it
and I think it fulfilled a dual need, because that person was the same way.
Sure, right.
But, you know, it wasn't going to last. But, plus, you know, you're in your 20s, you're after one thing, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
You're not thinking at full capacity.
No, you're thinking with other parts of your body.
Exactly.
Well, men are, anyway.
Right.
Are women?
No.
No, you don't think of that, America?
No, I would say from the time you are a little girl and looked at by your father and adored by your father to the time you're a 45-year-old woman, I think that women think from their place of emotion.
Which is their heart.
Absolutely.
And their head.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
sometimes
don't get me
clash.
Started on the head.
Yeah, sometimes the two clash.
We overanalyze things far too much.
Yes, true, yeah. true. But I had a really good question too, and that went away.
Sorry, I'm a distraction.
You are a distraction. But,
I know.
Okay, so we get back to, you know, why we're not 100%. Let's talk a little bit about how, in your opinion, we get to what we self-perceive to be 100%. How do, you know, how does Heather go from 40% to 100% so that she's ready to get into something new?
Right. I think that, first of all, there has to be a paradigm shift in how we look at ourselves. Instead of looking in the mirror as the most important thing, oh, is my hair right? Is my skin right? You know, do my teeth look white enough? Am I thin enough? You know, all of these things. Instead of that being our primary focus, which I think happens because that's what the world tells you,
right,
you know,
right.
This is, you're accepted if you're beautiful and attractive. But we know that that doesn't bring fulfillment
right.
in life. So I think if you have this paradigm shift and you start with your heart and you start with the core of who you are and, you know, becoming your own best friend, so to speak. Learning to love the way you were made, learning to understand and know who you are and be happy. happy with that? And if you're not happy with it, what can I do to change it? You know, I think
right.
that if you can step back from yourself and objectively say, yeah, there are things that I need to work on, but they're not hindrances to me being happy or fulfilled in life. And I think the minute you can step back and say, I don't need a relationship to feel happy and fulfilled,
right.
you know, I'm open to it,
right.
but I don't need that. It's not a necessity.
Well, I think it's differentiating also between the item in question, whether that is something that will actually just help you have more fun or help you be a better person, but doesn't affect that percentage. You know, is it gonna if I have a cup of hot chocolate? Weren't you getting hot chocolate? If you were getting a cup of hot chocolate, is that going to help you achieve your 100%, or that's just going to make you feel better today? You know?
Right, of course.
So it's just a matter of that, you know, determining if that's the case or not.
And, right, and I think you can write it down.
Yeah.
You know, I think journaling is such a healthy thing to do. I think if you're keeping track of how you feel or, you know, what are things I want to accomplish interpersonally, not looking at you going, oh, well, I am going to change John. I'm going to make sure that he gets these kind of shoes or this kind of that.
Follow my shoes. I like my shoes.
I'm just saying, you know, women tend to always focus outward, like, what's wrong with him? You know, in relationship, I'm unhappy in a relationship. There must be something wrong with him, or he does this or he does that. When women, as a woman, speaking as a woman, I think that the best and most beneficial thing you can do for yourself and the relationship is to step back and say, who am I? Are there things that I am uncomfortable with that I'm projecting into a relationship? And how can I heal those, change those, solve those, fix those, so that when I am engaged in a relationship, it doesn't become a hindrance? And said, even all the little, you know, dirty little secrets of your past, when you reckon with those, they don't become a hindrance in your relationship, but instead, because you've learned from them and changed from them, they really become a beneficial tool to growing a relationship.
Right. But, I mean, women like to change men.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
It drives me crazy.
And men like to solve women's problems.
I suppose. I never thought about it.
Yeah,
I was wondering
like,
what men wanted
we
to do.
Went, well, but, you know, okay, we can talk about the obvious, but, you know, have a problem, we want to solve it. We want to bring in the hammer and the nails, and we want to
be the hero.
We want to fix it.
Yeah, right.
We want to fix the problem.
Right.
Those two things have to coexist somehow. You know, are we going to change? Probably not, especially as we get older. We're not changing. You know, WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get, you know,
right.
And men are always going to have problems. We're not going to voice them always, though.
Right.
You know, baggage, whatever. So, you know, we're 100%. We're good. We're good. You know, we're good. Right? We're good. Now, women, on the other hand, oh, my God. Okay.
I wonder if men are just not introspective.
No.
They're
not nearly as much as women
are. They feel comfortable, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Here's two men, okay? I see a guy that I haven't seen in a year or so, and, you know, I walk up, say, hey, man, how's it going? He said, fine. He said, how are you doing? I said, fine. You know what? We're caught up. That's a year right there.
Boom.
We're done. We're done. We're
wow.
caught up. You know, I mean, women have to go and have coffee and lunch and, you know, catch up on all their stuff, and that's fine. And that's the difference between, you know, that's what I love.
It's the relational dynamic.
We're not going to sit there and say, oh my God, Jesus. You know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but that's part of the dynamic that I love so much.
Oh,
that,
I can tell, John.
You know, no, I'm serious.
Right.
That we are looking to fix your problems. And we have more studio audience coming in.
All right.
But
here's the problem.
What's the problem?
What men need to know.
What do men need to know?
Women don't want their problems fixed.
You just want us to listen.
Exactly. Bingo.
But we listen all the time. We just want to fix it.
No,
too.
No, no. You listen, but you don't hear.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, I get that. Right?
You get the little dismissive head shake.
Every other word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, and you're talking in the middle of the football game, too, or something. I mean, you always pick the most inopportune times to share. You know, to share your
well,
stories
I can't
with
wait.
Us, your problems with us. Yes, it can. You know, but it's okay.
Right.
It's just, you know.
So what about men? you know, we've talked, you've asked me a lot of questions about, as a woman, how does a woman work on herself, right? Or know that she's working towards becoming a more complete person to inject herself into relationships. What about a man? If a man's like, yeah, whatever, I look good, I feel good, I'm good.
I'm good.
Right?
You know,
but
I'm
if you're
looking good, I make enough money, I have a place to live, you know.
Chicks like me.
Chicks dig me. Not the right ones, maybe, but, you know, they do. And it's just a matter of, you know, what's going to fulfill us. Every guy is different.
Yeah, but don't you think, this is what I see at my age. I see, you know.
25, by the way.
Yes, of course, right. a couple decades shy there, my friend.
I'm telling you.
I think that what I see is, you know, men who have been alone for a long time, and they get involved in relationships and kind of even put off this whole persona that they love being in relationship and want to be in relationship, but it ends there. They just want a steady dater, a go-to girl, right? And I don't know. For me, if this has been the pattern in your life for 15, 20, 25 years, and yet you're not finding fulfillment in relationships, at what point does a man ever step back and say, there are things in my person, in my life, in my brokenness that need fixing?
Well, the problem is by the time we figure that out, it might be too late to do anything about it.
Right. Or they just want a woman that wants to fix them.
Yeah, or wants to try anyway.
Right.
And, you know, and then the battle goes back and forth between trying to fix and, you know, wanting to change. So it's a difficult dynamic. But, you know, part of it, that's part of the fun of dating and being in a relationship, if you want to call it fun. I mean, the challenge, if you will, is that,
right.
You know, and if you find a happy medium, you know, find some common ground where if both parties are okay,
right.
Then you have something long term.
Yeah, but don't you know, I've heard story after story about people who have, you know, dated and fallen in love again post-divorce or even later in life. And before you know it, 6 months into the relationship, you know, they're trying to fix each other or they're trying to change each other. And
you can't do that.
You can't do it. You can't do it when you're 20. You can't do it when you're 40. You can't do it when you're 60.
Yeah. And if you lasted that long and you didn't change, why do you want to change all of a sudden?
Right.
You know, after 6 months or 8 months or 9 months or whatever.
So why don't we
talk
about these
things? Something happened.
Right.
To cause that.
Right. Because it's a sham.
It's a sham.
Right?
Yeah.
It completely is. I think that there are so few people who are genuine about, here, hi, I'm Heather. I'm laying my suitcase on the table, and here are all the things that you could consider flaws in my person.
And I'm John, and I'm going to help you unpack. And that's what you're looking for. You know, that's what you're looking for. Somebody who's going to help you unpack that baggage, if you will, and who's going to, you know, safely and nicely tuck it away in a drawer somewhere so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's how we fix stuff.
Right. But don't you think, for a woman, I think that it would feel, I don't know, healthier if you said, I don't need you to fix this. I just want you to be okay with who I am in light of this. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or, I like that. That's a good one. Or, let's unpack it together.
Well, sure. But then when you unpack it, discard it.
Or,
let's not put it in a drawer, my friend.
Put your suitcase up there. I'm going to put my trunk up there. You know, I have a big suitcase.
Right.
And I'm going to say, okay, now we have two suitcases. What are we going to do with them? We don't have room in our closet for both of them.
Right.
What do we do?
That's why you don't put them in the drawer.
Right. Because one of those suitcases has to be empty before you can be, or they both have to be equally empty to become more, you know, to be more compatible.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So is it something you work on? Yeah, absolutely. Is it something that you're going to be a team on? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so here's the question.
If you want to be a team on with each other.
So do you deal with your suitcase before a relationship? During relationship?
First 90 days, maybe?
I think it's important.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's a part of being 100%.
What you don't do is you don't keep the suitcase hidden until Christmas.
Or what if you just keep the suitcase hidden all the time and completely deny its existence?
Then the suitcase tends to blow up.
It does.
And it hurts when that happens.
Oh, my gosh. The shrapnel kills the relationship.
The leather. Oh, my God.
I know. That buckle.
sticks in you. The buckle does stick in you. So, we're going to talk about the last 15 minutes or so. Let's share some ideas on ways to make yourself better, if you will. Some things you can do personally to improve yourself to get to that 100%. I'm flashing quotes here, so you can't see that. The quotation fingers, or just one finger.
Right.
Some things that you can do to improve your outlook,
right.
Improve your attitude, improve your physical being, and improve your mental being, and improve your emotional being.
And your spiritual being.
I forgot that. Didn't mean to forget that, but I knew you'd come through for me.
Of course.
If you have, and we'll start off with your whatever faith you may have, get into that a little bit more. Put your trust in whatever your specific faith is. Talk to somebody who's into that a little bit more to, if you need that assistance. We're dealing with a lot of different people, a lot of different
right.
religions or spiritualities or universes or whatever you believe in. But I think the common denominator of everybody who is in a happy, fulfilling relationship is they each have some kind of a faith. And they share that faith walk with each other.
Right.
So I think it's important to, find somebody if you have it, or if you're with somebody, find a common ground on that faith walk and walk and make sure you're walking in the same direction.
Absolutely, because I think that's a fundamental principle of your moral compass, And right, exactly. What's important? It's it's really relevant to every area of your life. So I think you start there, and then I think the other thing for a woman in particular is there has to be a paradigm shift. You have to start thinking about what your heart is like, who you are inside, long before you look in the mirror and think, oh my gosh, I need to color my gray. Oh my gosh, I need to, go get a facial. I need a manicure. It's not about that.
And while you're talking about that, let me just ask one question. Why is it that when we tell you all you're beautiful,
right?
You don't believe us?
Because there's so many factors in the world that tell you you're not. I mean, when you really think about, if you were to step into a woman's skin for one day.
Instead of under it.
Exactly. and just walk a mile in her shoes. I think that you're inundated, and I never really realized this until I had a daughter, was the fact that every message that women are given by society, by media, etc., is that you're not good enough. Try this product, try this, try that. There are very few messages. I love the Dove campaign. Completely celebrated a woman as she was made, as she is shaped, as she is colored,
right.
All of that. And, I think a lot of that comes from who you surround yourself with.
I totally agree.
So have a paradigm shift, work on your inside before you focus on the outside. And once you're comfortable with who you are, how you were created, what your purpose is, I think that once you do that, it completely shifts. It flows through to your countenance and to your outward appearance.
Yes, I agree with that.
I also think that it's a really good thing to give of yourself. If you're not feeling 100%, when you give to somebody, whether it's your time, your energy, your money, volunteerism does an amazing thing for kind of helping recalibrate who you are, because then you gain new perspective about your place in the world. So just a couple places I would start if I would say,
You were doing that. Okay, so that takes care of that. Okay, so the next thing that kind of gets in the way, at least for men, is money. Money is always on our mind. I mean, our lot in life is to make a good living and get things and, take care of the woman or whatever, whatever that may be. And if you're not making a lot of money, or you're making money but you're in debt, so I think, these are all things that can weigh on a guy, a guy's psyche, a guy's getting to that 100%.
It's value.
It is value. I mean, you know, it's like shopping. It's the difference between shopping at Bloomingdale's and Walmart. I mean,
right.
You know, women tend to want Bloomingdale's, but they tend to settle for Walmart. And if you're not, guys, if you're not 100% with yourself and it's a money thing, then obviously you need to go out and get out of debt. You need to go get more money without, like, robbing a bank or anything like that. Or find a sugar mama. That works, too. You know, that was suggested to me earlier today.
But, how about you just change your focus and realize that life is bigger than a dollar bill?
But see, that's not what we were raised to think. And that's not what a lot of women, they may say,
right,
that it's not about money. But, you know, everybody wants to be taken out and everybody wants to be shown a good time and dinners and flowers. And some guys just simply cannot do that.
Right.
And you know, we feel bad about it because we want to be able to romance you. We want to be able to give you nice things and all that. And if we can't do it, that can play on our ability to be in a relationship.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Well, don't you think that that's just a matter of the kind of person you choose?
Yeah, but how do you go out and find that?
Right.
You know, hi, I'm poor. Would you like to date me? I mean, it doesn't work. That line has never worked for me.
Really?
Ever,
oh,
ever.
My gosh.
And
so
I've experimented
endearing.
Many times.
Really?
I've experimented. Hi, I'm poor. We want to date. So, you know, money is another big
deal. Well, and
big
for guys.
Deal. And for guys,
it's
yeah.
The same kind of pressure that a woman has as far as her physical appearance. Men have, are fed the same kind of lies and misconstrued notions of their self-worth through money and... don't you think that it has to do with occupational success?
Sure.
Too?
Actually, having a job. Not
right.
Many women will want to date a guy without a job.
Yeah, this is true.
You know?
Right.
You know, they may find out too late after the fact that he's he inherited multi-millions of dollars and doesn't need to work, but he doesn't have a job. I mean, you know, he drives a Toyota or whatever, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, without knowing the full story.
Right.
So there is materialism going on out there both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to the world.
Yeah, so you talked about physical being, obviously, for... you know, for men and women, both a physical appearance is important.
Right.
You know, now, what I find funny in a weird kind of way is that after you get together, the woman is expected to maintain her appearance while the guy can let himself go. And the woman will love him no matter what.
Even though he's a flop.
Guess what? That's not the truth. You know, she will love him, but she'll cheat on him with somebody who's more buff, right?
Huh.
But, you know, the woman, the most women will take it upon themselves to continue to maintain their looks.
Right.
Through whatever means possible.
Right.
You know, exercise or medical or whatever the case may be. And we don't. You know, as we get older, we get a little more belly, we get a little more grayer or balder, and you still love us. Why do you still love us?
But don't you think that... Wouldn't it be in a perfect relationship? Wouldn't it be, you know, wouldn't it be a lifelong courting? In a perfect relationship, it would.
It should be.
Absolutely.
It's not a matter of, it's absolutely a matter that it should be.
Where she wants to please him and he wants to please her. And in that, they both, you know, strive to maintain their best physical attributes as possible.
Right. And that's how less than good looking guys get really good looking women. Because they're not superficial. They romance her. They take care of her. There's something going on in here.
Oh my gosh, crazy studio audience.
It's like worst part game ever to our left. But, so yeah, it's just ironic to me to watch that and then realize, okay, now what am I doing wrong potentially? Or what are these other guys doing wrong that he got her? He did it. So,
it's
anyway,
getting crazy here at the Frosty Monkey.
Crazy at the Frosty Monkey. So, anyway, let's go ahead and wrap up.
Okay.
Because it's getting a little rowdy.
It is.
And,
I think it's time for some coffee.
I think it's time for some coffee. But final thoughts on 100-100.
100-100. It starts with you, not with the other person. Take a look inside yourself and start there. Like who you are. Learn to like who you are.
Yeah. And my last words are this. Keep it real. Be honest, be upfront, communicate. If she's not for you, she's not for you. And it's okay to say that. It's not okay to string along. It's not okay to play games. Games are the worst thing that you can play, you know, with somebody's emotions and somebody's mind. So most women that I know, especially those that own guns, would appreciate honesty. So let's just do it that way, and that way we'll have a little bit more goodness in the world. You got one more thing to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say, remember who you are, not who other people want you to be.
Touché. Thanks again for joining us, everybody. We appreciate it. Don't forget to check out our website at itsnotmeradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And we will see you next Thursday night, 6:30 Central Time. And again, thanks to the Frothy Monkey for letting us in and letting all these nice people in to be our studio audience, even though they didn't know they were. And also to Regime Entertainment for their constant and continued support. So we'll see you next week. And as always, peace out.